What up, y'all? This is your boy, Westside Willie, pilot of the Bebop, coming in. I'm just letting y'all know that we will be departing from Detroit very shortly. So everybody get in their seats, sit down, relax, and if there's any thickums on this flight, you're invited to the cockpit.
Bebop, got it on lock. Check your wristwatch, tick-tock, time for lift off. You hear the stars calling, baby, come and hold me tight. Cause the sky's falling in deep space, writing these jams. All I need is Jordan, don't look back. It's a price on your head. And they'll double that pay if you alive, not dead. These cats is new to these scenes and new to these wars. And when the shots start firing, they start to look for the duck. Baby, don't get too close. I'm a cowboy. Wake up and see that I'm gone. I'm where the stars gone. One thing I can say about life is that it's not born. And one thing I can say about us, we'll never stop hunting. I'm with my day ones, double shot, messing with my third eye. Brody wanna tag along, well, we need a fourth mic. I plead the fifth. Fans stop catching up in space so long, I'm getting used to us suiting up. I'm with my day ones, double shot, messing with my third eye. Brody wanna tag along, well, we need a fourth mic. I plead the fifth. If the fans stop catching up in space so long, I'm getting used to us suiting up.
Yeah, we recording. Tug it, flip it, it's a nutsack.
And mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Bebop boys back. Welcome back to the Bebop podcast, where we talk about anime, movies, comic books, and all types of fly shit.
You got through the intro with Nick talking about nutsacks. That's what's up.
Yeah, bro.
That's that new saying, bro. Flip it, tug it, it's a nutsack.
It sound like a you're getting a colonoscopy.
Why is your nutsack involved with your colonoscopy?
Don't they gotta like
flip it and tug it? No,
that sounds like a hand job.
Right.
This is not the last episode.
It sounds like they're trying to figure out what's down there. They like, gotta flip it and tug
yo,
it.
Yo, nowadays you don't know what's down there.
Yeah,
you're right.
I mean,
you're right. Yeah. I ain't even gonna say that.
Yeah, nope. You're right. Progressive.
The Progressive Podcast. Yep. How was y'all week? What y'all been up to today?
I'm gonna be 100. I don't really remember. that's a lot of gaming. It's a lot of gaming. I had a lot of free time. Not free time, but like, I didn't really get to do anything over the weekend. So it was like, no sessions or anything. Stuff been, slowing down.
Okay.
About to pick up. Springtime. Nick, can you get off TikTok for us?
First of all,
TikTok.
This lady I work with, something happened. She goes, where's TikTok when you need him? And I was like, that's not a what? Where's TikTok when you need him? What'd I do this week? I went and got a tattoo.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
There from Sarah.
Can you show it to the camera?
There we go.
Okay.
He's in a cult now.
I'm in a gang, bro. Straw Hat Crew, bitch.
There you go.
Affiliated. It's only him and Mike.
If you know, it's me, Mike, Robin, Zoro, Chopper, Brooke, Sanji, Nami, mm-hmm. Luffy, mm-hmm. Frankie.
It sounds like you just made up all those names.
It's called One Piece, bitch.
I don't watch One Piece. Oh, I'm not a communist.
You're not fucking cultured.
I'm not a cult. I'm in the cult.
That was a funny part of Last of Us. She's like, yo, man, you fucking communist? This is no communist. Ain't no communist. She's like, no, this is what we are. It's a community. We share everything.
Literally what it is. It's a commune.
He's like, you tricked me, bitch. As I looked at her.
He's like, fuck. Thought I was getting out of this shit.
Nah, but the week was straight. I don't know why I'm still talking about my week. Yeah. Nick was talking about a lady.
It got a tattoo. And a lady.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, Sarah did this shit. She's dope.
No, yeah, she's dope, hard, bro.
Yeah.
That's a fly tattoo.
So I'm going to have her do my next one, too. I'm going to have her fix some shit up. I got this shit that I got to get fixed up. Probably coloring that fucking Akatsuki cloud and shit.
But okay.
I'm going to have her fucking fix my shit up. She's dope.
No, she looks.
Recommend her right out of Westland.
Yeah, she likes to do a good job, bro.
Skinsin. Yeah, dude. And it was quick and easy. She probably not even like an hour.
That's what she said.
Just
damn, not even an hour? You ain't get no hour out of me.
You can get maybe out of me 5 minutes if we're generous.
If we're?
Yeah, we gotta work together on that one. you gotta when I say slow down, bitch, slow down. We gotta be, it's a teamwork thing, all right?
Never mind.
So
I'm gonna just remove that part. I'm gonna just give y'all an intro.
Nope.
No.
Hell no.
I'm trying to think about how long I'm gonna last.
Is that
gonna be the whole? Don't burn yourself. The fuck are you doing? You doing the math in your head?
Yeah. 7 minutes.
Calm down, Rain Man.
Your lady, I'm like, bullshit. The fuck.
Like, just
are you drunk or not drunk?
Yo, girl, I'm gonna be in the comments.
Not even in the room. I'm not even in the room. I'm just laid out.
but hey, bro. You know, it's all jokes over here, guys. We all last over an hour.
Yeah, no, bro.
Calm down.
After the hour, you will. Nothing.
I'd be so mad. I did missionary for 45 minutes once.
That sounds
terrible.
I was
so fucking mad. I'm not damn you. That sounds terrible.
That sounds terrible. Missionary, well, 45 well, minutes? That sounds terrible.
The girl
terrible.
Just wanted to do one position the whole time.
That's terrible.
That's ability.
Bro, my cardio, like, I was planking for 45 minutes.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Abs are steel. Just get up like, damn.
Look, I can't even. I plank for a minute 10 every night, and that shit hurt. 45 minutes I was in that bitch working.
Damn, bro. Sweating like a motherfucker. Yeah, you gotta stop.
I quit. I hated it.
You had a condom.
Never finished nothing.
Yo, missionary with a condom blanket. That does sound bad.
It was terrible. I was in high school, so I was like, I told her, I was like, my dad's gonna be home. We gotta stop.
Yo, goddamn well, your daddy. Here I come.
Yeah, he went to go get cigarettes
he
2 years ago.
In 12 years.
He might come back. I don't know.
I think this is the day. We got to stop.
I think this is it.
We got to stop.
My son doing missionary with condoms on. I got to go home. I got to get to the. I got to talk to this nigga. Yeah. You over there, raw dog. Not raw dog. Get a missionary. You over there having
missionary
some,
with condoms.
With a
you
condom on,
some,
bro.
You
that's
ain't getting nobody to, pregnant doing missionary.
You have that some New terrible. Testament sex.
Bro. Like, that's, like you still like a virgin. Like, yeah. That's just something. Like, in that
moment.
That
was moment, the only time I never hit her up again.
Y'all, I bet you didn't. No, that was
terrible. Y'all listening to music, too? Was like Brian Adams playing in the background?
No, no.
Brian Adams.
Yeah, who is
everything Palmer, I do, I do it for you. I don't think that's Brian Adams.
You sound like.
That's how you sound on the song.
You sound like you got a friend in me.
Yo, yo. You listening to Randy Newton while you plowing with a condom on?
It's a wild shit.
He like, yo, there's a snake in my boot.
Hey, she was a friend of mine. Yeah. You got a friend in me.
That's the wildest shit ever, G. My week was straight.
Good. Was hey, cool. Bro, yeah. That's good to hear.
Yeah, I went to the game yesterday. It was
oh, yeah, congratulations.
You was
yeah.
on the TV. The Jumbotron.
Nah, I tried to, bro, but we didn't get on that bitch. But the seats was free, bro. Like, hey, her job got us the seats, dog. That's what I was like, tuh. The fuck, bro?
Free is my
fuck
favorite shot.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, not fuck this pod.
No.
I should have been handing out cards, but I ain't feel like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to do
you
that.
You should have been like, bro, as people were walking pod, by, you just threw them on the court?
Yeah,
just,
like, hey, baby.
Oh, shit, you should probably pick that up, though.
Nah, I really want to get Jamal Williams on this bitch, like, for real, for real.
Oh, where?
Get him. Yeah, I don't know who he is, but we'll get him.
No, he the football player. They in the offseason right now, but he fuck on anime and shit tough. He
oh,
the
that's
one
the dude who did the
I didn't DM them pause about, like, 5 times.
Though. Oh, shit, for real?
Yeah.
He's all replied right, to you every time?
Nope. They didn't even look at it.
Well, he'll get there.
I get people pretty mad on Twitter, so maybe if I reach out.
Yeah, tweet him and see what's up, man. Yeah, but I know
off.
He.
I piss off a lot.
You
of
pissed off the co-writer for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Bro, because
I had to smooth that over.
You had to smooth it out.
Yeah,
we
bro,
got Bebop beef.
No, we don't have no beef.
You like the 50 Cent of the anime world?
Lear 50 Cent on Twitter, bro.
Men,
all I see, bro, when I go on Twitter, all I see is Lear replying to people.
Shut the fuck up! You don't know what you're doing.
Just saying dumb ass shit.
Shoulda ducked, nigga. Just random shit.
So as we glide through the galaxy, everything nerd culture, you just harassing people.
I don't harass people.
He a bully, bro.
He yelling out the window and shit.
Like, sorry, he didn't mean it.
Yo. When
excuse
I woke
my
up,
friend.
When I woke up to Nick apologizing in my mentions for and, something I did.
And the girl got mad at me, bro. She got mad at me for apologizing, okay? And then I took my apology back because fuck you, bitch.
She's like, you don't have to mansplain it.
Yeah, and then she's like, you're acting like a child taking your apology. Bitch, then what are you mad for? Yeah. Why are you mad at me? I'm apologizing for my boy, all right? Because he made the co-creator of Spider-Man of the Spider-Verse mad. I don't even give a fuck about you right now.
So
I'm apologizing for that.
I'm going to find that
bad
tweet.
Boys of the culture look like.
Hey, yo. First Comic-Con's not a culture.
Not Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter, yo.
Elon Musk next. Yo, hey, Elon.
They get mad
suck
at me.
Your bitch. Let me stop playing.
They get mad at me. I get mad when I see that. Hey, bro, I get mad every time I see that debate about who would win in a fight, Magneto or Iron Man.
I just seen that.
I get mad every time.
Why?
Can you explain?
Because if anyone actually read a comic book, they know that fight already happened and there's already a determined winner.
I think we heard this story.
And
go
so
ahead.
It's like, what the fuck?
Who won the fight though? Just for
Iron Man, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Bro, well, even if you
it's
watch
Avengers
the
versus Man.
If you even watched even the MCU, because I'm not a comic book reader.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure his like in the previous movies, not previous movies, but
his
like,
suit's not
after
metal.
Iron Man, what 3 or Even after Iron Man 3, none of his
in Infinity War, his suit's not made of metal.
Yeah, they're nanotech.
Yeah, nanotech. Yeah. It's not metal.
It's not metal.
Okay. And that's what it is in the motherfucking comic.
In the comic, that's why.
And Magneto can't control that. But
if it was Iron Man 1,
brains stop at their names.
Iron Man.
And they just go, I know who's going to win. It's like, no.
I try to mute people, but it's
I like to argue about
you can't fight all stupidity. Oh, so you me, basically.
Yeah, except for comic books. But you forever
and I can say the N-word.
Anyway.
Yeah, you can't. Well, I can too, but it's a different reaction.
You
can't do that, bro.
We like, to put you off.
I mean, I can say
it. We have to put you off camera and put you on the couch. Nick's not on camera today.
He's going to hear me in the background.
And another thing.
You tell him I said.
And another thing about that community. Never mind.
Oh, shit.
Marty, how was your week?
Yeah, you went to the game.
You went to the game.
I went to the game, bro. I was chilling. That was cool. What the fuck else I've been doing, bro? I just been working. Oh, we just won Restaurant of the Year.
Shit, nice.
Yeah.
What restaurant do you work at again?
We down in Birmingham. Come fuck with us. At Madame Restaurant.
Madame.
And
me and Michael come up there.
Hotel.
We might go with Lear.
All right, that's cool. It's all fancy and whatnot. Y'all fuck with it, though. It's lit.
Wait, Mike.
Bro.
What
you,
I do? You got
because you the type to wear a jean vest with no shirt.
Okay, that was a phase. I don't get what he's talking about.
We going to a fancy restaurant. You can't be walking in there, jean vest, no shirt.
Yeah, no, it's a vibe.
Out here having a nip slip.
Y'all should definitely fuck with it. We just won. It was an hour Detroit.
Okay.
So that was cool. I had to pick that bitch up. But no, that was cool, bro. Cool accomplishment.
We gonna come
through.
Yeah,
it's definitely lit. Had a game come through. I'll say what up to y'all and shit.
Oh yeah, it'll be me. It'll be Lear.
Leave me in the car.
Oh, y'all can bring a chick up there, bro, right? You know what I'm saying? That's all the strength you can flex.
I'm not doing that no more.
It's a flex. I know the chef.
Y'all sell sushi?
I know one of the chefs.
Y'all do sushi?
We do all types of shit. But right, do we got a sushi dish? No, we ain't got no sushi dish. We got all types of shit. The shit crazy, bro. It's like the color. It's an experience if you never like fucked like fine dining and shit like that.
I'm with a chef here. It's whatever.
Yeah.
I've been throwing out a nice
that mean you getting the dinner for free? No, I just know the chef,
just
bitch.
Know the
I'm
chef,
just flexing.
I'm just flexing. Yeah.
Let me in the back. Pay for it. Let me in the back. I know the chef.
Could you bring the chef out for a second? I want to throw a compliment.
Yeah.
Marty ain't even working that day.
Bring the chef out in the mic. Bring a mic out, too. We got the pie right here.
I know the chef can do a couple pull-ups. Watch this.
No, watch this. Yep. So,
he's strong as hell.
He over there doing curls. Why he cooking your Marty? Is he doing pull-ups?
Different.
No, I do. Shut the... Anyways, y'all retarded. Yeah, I say that. I can say that. I can say whatever I want, right?
It's your podcast.
You can say whatever
it's ours.
Bro, the thing is, you can say whatever you want.
Right.
It's just
the
consequences.
It's the reaction.
It's
the
just the people who aren't even a part of that group that are going to get mad at you.
Go a lot of gang shit.
Say whatever you got to say. We're canceled if you say it, though.
Nah.
Nah,
the
shit.
Real next topic.
Real
some
life,
people
like,
can't defend themselves.
Silly, man. Real, like the handicap.
Deaf people.
Going to sleep.
Deaf people cannot.
Can't hear themselves?
Bro, I'm watching the show C. I'm not watching it anymore because that fucking sucks.
It's my blood.
The whole C with on Disney or on Apple TV. I was about to say Disney. See, Jason Momoa's in it. And everybody in that
they
show
blind
is blind.
And shit. Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
But I'm like, how do they know they're getting it right? Because it's not like so they can show a blind person and be like, yo, is this good?
Right.
Is this good? Do we do it right?
Yes.
And the thing is, bro, you're supposed to take that show so serious, but them motherfuckers be looking around while they're giving a speech, and no one's looking in the same direction. I'm like, dog, get it together.
Imagine Hitler being blind.
Why am I imagining?
Imagine Hitler being blind, and then he's saluting the wrong direction. Everybody saluting the wrong direction. Everybody just saluting the wrong direction.
You trying to say, imagine if Hitler and all the Nazis were blind?
Just blind.
And they all just salute. Well, then how do they know to salute them at all? Because they're not going to see him.
I guess a clap when you salute.
But how do they know how he's saluting?
I don't know. That's a good question.
How
Tom Cruise did in what's that movie called?
Valkyrie. He lost his hand. He did that shit.
That's one of like illest scenes ever.
He would have had a middle finger. He would have threw it up.
I think
Mission Impossible.
I think not World of Worlds. The Edge of Tomorrow is my favorite Tom Cruise movie.
That's a good one.
What's your favorite?
That one's good.
Yeah,
favorite
like
Tom Cruise movie?
Yeah,
probably
Tom
the last. I really like the last Mission Impossible.
I gotta go with Maverick. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Bro, Maverick
came
and stole your heart,
really
huh?
Goddamn good.
I think so. But I think it for me is because I went in with zero expectations about that movie and then left with my asshole blown.
Okay.
Wow.
What happened in that movie? What theater you go to? Nigga, went to Rikers Island.
Glory hole. Glory hole.
I seen that shit at a bar downtown.
I'm in Ferndale.
You went to the Ferndale movie?
Yo, I see. I ain't even saying that.
Yes, you did. They heard
you. You literally did.
They heard you. We heard you. Yeah, we can hear you. Everybody can hear
you. God damn it. Oh, no, that would definitely have to be my favorite Tom Cruise movie, though, for sure.
Maverick flies, fuck, bro.
No, Maverick's good. I never seen it.
Edge of Tomorrow is super underrated. Nobody ever talks about it. I was actually just talking about Vanilla Sky today.
Oh, Vanilla Sky. Cameron Diaz. What happened to Cameron Diaz, bro?
She became a, I don't know if she became a mom or just, she just gave up on that. I wouldn't say give up, but like, she took a break from it.
Took a break, yeah. Because she's not bad.
What is the, I don't know
she's
what
so
the
pretty.
Last movie
Man.
Is.
She's so
I was unaware, dog, till like I spent the block as an adult, and I'm like, okay, I see you. Yeah, Cameron.
Yeah,
hot.
She's
yeah,
so
she
pretty.
Heat, she heat, bro.
Yeah.
The cheekbones.
Since we talking about Cameron Diaz, I watched something on Macaulay Culkin like 2 days ago, and it was iterating like how he did like 3 movies
mm-hmm.
and just said fuck everything and just like because his parents wanted him, well not his parents but
his dad
wanted
him
to work so fucking bad.
Oh, that's why he got
didn't his dad
on?
Steal yeah. all his money.
I think Willow did that shit
yeah
too.
Like
he wasn't
stole,
old enough
no he stole no Macaulay when he was old enough to get him off the his I guess his money or
contract.
Whatever
yeah,
contract.
Like
he got him off so he stole all his everything that was like memorabilia of
yeah
Macaulay Culkin because he stole it so and he never seen him again after
yeah.
that.
Didn't he used to make him sleep on the couch?
I think I did hear a story about that. Yeah, I think they
used
did
to make Macaulay Culkin sleep on the couch.
Damn.
Yeah, at, no, like after he was big.
That's
was
crazy. You know, he was on last thing he did was Intergalactic.
Right, Macaulay?
He was the skateboarder dude at Intergalactic.
Yeah, he made a comeback because he used to be a heroin addict.
Oh, where? He was on heroin?
Yeah.
Like he had a whole comeback.
And Demi Lovato, too, right?
Yes. They used to be as well.
I don't know.
They?
She is they them.
Her or who?
They them. Demi is they them.
Oh, congratulations.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah,
but
just
so
like
Macaulay,
Ezra.
So, yeah. Ezra the heroin too?
Ezra's, no, they them. That's not a heroin group. Oh, it's a they them group. She's
but it's so a whole Demi's, lot of them in that movie.
And, a whole lot of they.
And it is a whole lot of them in The Flash.
No.
Yeah.
Them Ezras.
Yeah. There's two Ezras in there. That's two they thems.
Yeah.
And it's like another one.
You
got
to talk about Kevin.
Kevin who?
Oh, that was a good movie.
No, that was a movie.
That's a movie we need to talk about Kevin.
And
okay.
I think
we
were just
buying
bro, how did we end up here?
We were talking about Cameron Diaz.
And then we, okay.
And Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
And he's in a movie with, how did we get to Demi Lovato?
Heroin.
Heroin, okay. Yeah. There we go. We're attaching the needles.
Bro, Last of Us, man. Last of Us. That's it.
The real needle.
That's the drug I need.
Yeah. The last two episodes is mild.
I can agree with that.
They like they
subpar.
Go ahead. Yeah, they just mild, bro. Like seven.
I think us. Well,
they're not bad.
Do you classify yourself as a nerd? Do you classify yourself as a nerd?
Do I go to Comic Cons? Do I spend majority of my money on comic books?
Are you asking me or telling me?
I'm telling you. Does a bear fuck in the woods?
Shit in the woods. Anyway. I
probably so, man. I don't know. I think maybe.
I think we are.
We are.
I understand this is a good TV adaptation of a video game, but like, yo, every episode isn't perfect.
Right.
No.
It's not like, I'm only saying it because I feel like these reviewers are like sucking this shit dick a little hard. Like every episode
like,
of 9 out of 10?
Like Tiana Trump hard or like
maybe harder than Tiana Trump.
Damn. Whoa. Damn.
Yeah, that's a lot of saliva.
That is.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, man. It's good. It's good. But it's dog. I don't think it's like the
It ain't Tiana Trump good.
It ain't Tiana Trump.
I don't think
anything. Nothing
is
Tiana Trump.
I got her on.
Well, this is the last couple episodes because that Frank and Bill was very
No, the first episode. I love
the first
episode.
The first episode was hard.
Frank
as
and
fuck.
Bill. I liked the Henry episode.
The Henry episode was crazy.
It was good. Yeah.
Henry episode was good.
But they didn't have to leave us off like two. I mean, I guess it's like a lot of expectations, bro.
I'm not saying it's bad.
It's not bad. It's just not as what people hyping it up to be type good.
But you also got the people who won't watch it or don't like it because they think that it's an agenda. Agenda-based and shit, which is stupid.
I mean, I don't know, whatever.
But it's in the game.
It's in the game. That's what I'm saying.
It's
like
a part
like,
of
just,
the game.
Just enjoy the ride, bro.
Exactly. Yeah. And then
and also like they're not targeting you, bud. Calm down. They don't care whether you're gay or not.
Yo, get
nobody
your,
gives a fuck.
Get your own millions and go shoot your own shit.
Why do people think people shit. Care? Nobody gives a shit yeah. about you. Calm down.
No, that's for no, that's for because nah. I was just
because like what when the sudden last episode. Not to cut you off, bro. It was Ellie and her was it like her best friend slash girlfriend.
What is her friend? What is her friend? I just know her.
Riley.
Riley.
I was just saying Stormy Reed.
Yeah, so they kind of like do like a a prequel to what's going on with Ellie, and then kind of dealing with what's the name?
Joel.
Pedro. Joel. Dealing with Joel dying and shit, or potentially dying. He's got shanked and shit or whatever. So she trying to, see, she going through shit. She save him and not or whatever while having flashbacks or her hunger. Why they never show her transformed though? Like they never wrap that up.
Excuse me.
he said, excuse me.
Nah, Riley. Like it kind of just went to like the future. Like she ain't
because I think they're hint. Like they let you kind of guess okay. because she said I've killed one person. And I think they like.
She put Riley down.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. It. Well, I did like, even though I don't think the episode is a 9 out of 10, I did like the ending. I just felt like it was a little long. Pause. And I did like the ending. And also, bro, we in the, this is supposed to be an infected area.
Yeah.
Why is there only one clicker?
Was that even a clicker?
Well, on the wall? No, it wasn't a clicker. It was an infected.
Yeah, because I could see his eyes.
But in this big ass mall, y'all making hella noise.
Yeah, in that bitch tearing shit up.
Well,
yeah.
That's because in the fight scene was good. She goes, "I thought that she told her when they were on the building. She goes, "I thought that place was
shut down.
Filled with them."
Yeah,
and she was like, "No, they've been lying to you. Yeah. They got them all out. They said it. Okay. They pointed it out.
Well, it was no bodies in there.
We gotta clean up.
Okay,
Let the flow."
It's a video.
Yeah. I'm cleaning up their bodies because I'm about to be shopping.
Lakeside
cleaning up their own bodies.
You good?
One. Nothing wrong with me.
Going Super
two.
Saiyan 2.
Ain't nothing wrong
you're going
with
emo.
Me. Three.
Wait till Attack on Titan.
Four.
We got you.
Nothing wrong with me.
Five. I never heard that version.
Something gotta give.
Hey.
Never heard that version. Anyway, I don't think that Last of Us episode was a. I don't think that Last of Us episode was a 9 out of 10. That's
nah,
just my
thought. That bitch is like, I said, what, 7.5?
It was good. It was hard.
It was straight. It was straight. It was entertaining. You feel me? We were ready for the next couple of episodes. You feel me? So it was cool.
I do like the dynamic between Joel and Ellie. But I mean, that's
keep going. Yeah. You got that. And then you kind of seen like the human side of the military or whatever. Because our dog was like, well, you either want to be one of them out there on patrol or you want to be with us. Like, and then, like, he felt like, just even how he had the human side, to be like, look, they fucking get to killing themselves and everything if we not here, which I think is true, man. So I like the fact that.
Yeah, that is true. I did like that.
Was,
Asian dude.
Yeah, that was a cool little silver lining in the episode, I guess, if you will. But it was cool. I'm excited for the next episode. I didn't see the preview, though.
I didn't see the preview. I usually don't go in the
previews, yeah.
You never look at the previews. You think he's ready to go in that bitch and just.
But no, right speaking on. Of, well, since we, I'm just going to touch on Mandalorian real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
It was kind of a quick
Pedro
episode.
Pedro going crazy.
Bro, yeah. Pedro, no, he is going crazy. Like, as soon as Last of Us ends, Mandalorian is like, what?
Start.
Yeah. And everything. And this episode was good. It's kind of like, if you saw the ending of the second season, you kind of wondering, like, how does he have Grogu, like. I thought they split up, but I feel like they're going to explain that in the...
You want me to help you with that, bud?
Go ahead.
Book of Boba Fett.
I thought he didn't go back and do them.
The last three episodes of Book of Boba Fett are all about Mandalorian. We call it Mandalorian 2.5.
No, I've seen that, but he...
No, they in the end credit scenes of Book of Boba Fett, Mando and Grogu are like leaving together.
When episode was that?
The last one.
I don't remember that
make a choice. Grogu had to make a choice whether he wanted to be a Jedi or he wanted to go with Mando.
Yeah, but I thought they never showed the scene. They just
they showed that bitch. He showed up. That. He was fooling little Grogu. My boy was in that bitch. He's like,
I don't remember that. I gotta see that.
You gotta watch Book of Boba Fett again.
I watched Book. Yeah. I don't even see everybody don't like that. Everybody don't like that. I thought it was decent.
It's okay, but.
It wasn't better. I don't think it's better than Obi-Wan, but I mean,
hell no.
It was still
Obi-Wan was good as fuck.
It was still. I mean, I liked the Mandalorian, so
I love the Mandalorian, but I think it was just weird. I mean, I don't know. The way that they did it was, in my opinion, a little kind of messy.
Well, he was in that every single fight that he got into, he had to get back into the healing chamber. Every single fight.
Well, for me, it's like they showed you his past and they showed you his future throughout the episode. And I think that was fine. Like, I get it. Sometimes it didn't really match. Like, it was like, why are you showing this right now? This ain't got nothing to do with this episode.
No.
Type shit.
Yeah.
And it just didn't mesh well. And then the last three episodes were all about the Mandalorian. Yeah. Like, that's weird. Like, this is supposed to be the Book of Boba Fett.
I have to watch that again because I do not remember. Because I remember
that bitch at all. Sometimes like, what the fuck? Sorry. Like, is it a movie? Is it a show? What is it?
It's
like
a series. Show.
Yeah. Series.
But yeah.
Oh, it did drop on Disney Plus.
It dropped on Disney Plus.
I think I know what you're talking about now. I think it's I remember seeing it. How many episodes is it?
Six.
But the last two episodes.
I shouldn't waste my time.
If you want to watch Mandalorian,
fuck.
But Mandalorian is
three episodes.
Mandalorian is actually real.
No, Mandalorian.
Book of Boba Fett is. It's like the great value version.
Ah, because I started Mandalorian. I'm saying never, like, really, like.
No, it's only what?
I fucking love
deep diving shit.
It's not a lot of episodes either, so, like, you could
get a weekend.
Clear that motherfucker out.
Yeah, like I said, just six episodes.
Yeah, but I got to watch that again because I just remember Luke giving him the choice.
And he made the choice, and then he gets dropped off on a fucking dust ball planet.
Mm. Yeah, I got to see that.
And, yeah, he goes in, and he puts in some work. That's my little baby boy.
There you go.
But yeah, so this season is just starting off with like, since he took off. So when you take off your helmet,
yeah,
you're getting disbanded.
Not when you take off your helmet because you can take it off.
But if you do,
you're
it
not by, allowed to show anyone your face.
It's. I thought it was she said if it was by choice or did you somebody force you to do it or something along those lines. And he told her, you know, it was by free will.
I saw he running around without the joint. No.
No, he still got it on. But he's technically not.
He has to earn his way back in.
Yeah, he has to earn
his
way.
So I think season three is going to be, it's like a Mandalorian war between the traditional and the new school.
Mm-hmm.
And like which has the better belief system now. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they're like, you can't show your fucking face, bro. And then the other ones are like, no, you can show your face, but like, the only way to get the Darksaber is I got to beat you in a fight. Like, really? So they follow some rules.
So they really hung up about that Darksaber. Like,
yeah, he can't. He don't want it either.
No, he don't. But he's technically good. He's obligated to have it because if you win it in a fight, you possess the Darksaber.
Yeah. So you got to win it in a fight.
Mm. Okay.
So and then I think at the end of season two, Moff Gideon, like they show the cloning. They're doing cloning. That's why they're trying to get Grogu's blood.
I gotta see that.
Oh, yeah.
I remember season two, but I do not remember I don't remember when Grogu met up with Mando again. Because I know
Mandalorian. I mean, that's Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah. So
that's explaining in Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah, and it's so he leaves Mando at the end of season two.
Okay.
And then in the Book of Boba Fett, they meet up again. Mando goes to drop off something.
And then Luke shows
tracking.
Luke shows up at the end of season two. To recruit.
I thought that was Book of Boba Fett.
No. Luke shows up at the end of season two to grab Grogu to train him.
Okay.
And then in Book of Boba Fett, Mando gets chainmail made out of the metal that lightsabers can't cut through. And he gives it to Grogu. But Luke, following the Jedi ways, which is a mistake because you should never do that. You're not allowed to have love in your heart. You're not supposed to care for anybody.
Because
that will lead you to the dark side, which again, that's terrible choice.
You said bitches drive you crazy.
Yeah. He's not allowed to that's have crazy, love man. For Mando.
Bitch,
so Luke
you.
Makes him choose between Mando or the Jedi ways. And of course, Grogu's like, fuck the Jedi ways. I watch y'all get murked, bro. Y'all ain't shit.
Yeah, fuck that. It's my man.
So he chose his little chainmail for his little shit, bro.
Okay.
Out here looking cute as fuck.
It's a lot of Star Wars lore. Like,
yeah, Jedi's are trash.
Mm-hmm. No, they are.
It's because they're like, you can't love nobody.
And then
that's a weakness.
With the time, you gotta watch like the timeline of it because like it kind of like different episodes and shows all happen in different.
He
love
the fuck out that bitch.
Wait, you love the fuck out of what bitch? What bitch?
Talking about Anakin.
Oh yeah, no, he was like, no, they did him dirty.
They did.
They was like, yo, ain't no way to say like his mom's died. Yeah. Yo, ain't no way to say your mom's. All right, fuck it, I'm gonna be a Jedi. Oh, my bitch dying. Can I help my bitch out? Nah, you can't.
He wasn't even supposed to be with her.
Oh yeah, he wasn't supposed
secret.
To.
That was in secret. Yeah. And then they said, "You may have the title of master, but you will never sit on the council."
He has hate in his heart. They killed my mom. Like,
y'all got hate in your heart. Y'all hating on me, pussy. I'll knock all y'all out your chairs.
That's why he cut homie hand off.
Mace.
Yeah, Mace.
Yeah, he did push him out the window.
Damn. They say he never died, though, right?
He did not die. That was confirmed. That was confirmed that he did not die by Lucas. George Lucas.
He's still alive? No, he died. George Lucas died, right?
No, he's still alive, too. He hit Man Mace Windu.
Yeah. They about to make a Game of Thrones and Star Wars crossover.
That'd be lit.
I wouldn't watch that, bro. I don't want to watch the fucking first.
I understand they don't
want to,
like, do anything with, like, Jedis for a minute, even though I think they're doing a Knights of the Old Republic, which will be fucking dope.
Yeah.
But I want to see some Mace Windu shit, bro. For real.
Wait, you talking about, like, a prequel or Samuel L. Jackson?
I want to do a younger. Like, we can't do a prequel now, but I mean, I would like to do a prequel, even if it isn't Samuel L. Jackson, because Mace Windu's dope.
No,
like,
he
apparently
is dope.
Like the lore about a purple lightsaber is like the fact that you can control light and dark side.
Mm-hmm. So you want to see the story of him becoming?
Yeah, that'd be lit.
I'll watch that.
I think they got like an animated series with him in it, with him and Count Dooku. I gotta watch that shit.
The Clone Wars?
No. There's a new one that just came out. Oh. It's like the Jedi Tales.
Oh, the Tales of the Jedi?
Yeah. It's the first three episodes, I think, are about Dooku, and then the last three episodes are about Ahsoka.
I got to see it.
She looks lit. Ahsoka Tano shit's coming out, too.
When that's dropping?
I don't know.
I thought that was it's sometime this year.
She's dope, bro. She got the two lightsabers be fucking people up.
See?
Andor's.
Hey, you should kill people if you a Jedi.
It's the Jedi way.
Yeah,
this is the way. All right, that was our Star Wars.
That's our Star Wars.
That took longer than I expected. I was literally gonna say five things about Mando.
We got the think tank. Yeah, bro.
But I feel like they really didn't advertise this premiere like a lot recently because a lot of people.
I think people don't give a fuck no more, dog.
Well,
fans care, but I don't think the world cares.
Season 3's out already?
Yeah, I watched it today. Episode I watched C? It before I came in.
See, what
talking
about?
That's what I was talking about.
I thought you said season 2.
No. He was saying he didn't know how to enter.
Oh, I got to watch it too then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he starts the journey off of going back, trying to find the, what is it called? What is the shit called?
I don't know
what this shit's called. But anyway, he's trying to get his
horse.
He's trying to redeem himself.
Oh, okay, bet.
He's trying to redeem himself, and
I can't wait.
His original land is destroyed, so he got to find a way.
I'm watching.
It was good. It was good. But yeah, a lot of people didn't know about it. A lot of people didn't know it even aired.
I'm watching.
Nah, my dog Kyle at the job told me about it. He was like, "Yo, that Mando tonight." I was like, "Oh shit."
They haven't been promoting not only Disney, but like nobody's been really promoting anything. They're not even promoting the Shazam movie.
Bro, I was just about to say Shazam supposed to drop in like 2 weeks or something like
that,
right?
Promoting it.
Well, I mean, it's on cable, but it's not like heavy push and shit like
not
that.
Like on
I wonder why though.
I don't know.
Because this bitch is gonna be heat.
It's supposed to drop this month too.
In a couple weeks. Yeah. It's like March 17th, I think, it's some shit like that, bro.
I don't know.
We got Creed coming.
Creed is tomorrow,
tonight,
and that got good reviews too.
Yeah,
I'm about to go see.
He might be directing some more shit too.
What did I see?
No, we don't watch everything but Avatar.
Fuck Avatar. Why are we
watching that dumbass shit?
Are we talking about The Last Airbender?
Yeah.
I ain't watching that either.
Nah,
I'm talking about the Nickelodeon.
I watched the Nickelodeon. I ain't watching the motherfucking Shyamalan bullshit.
I told you I got to take the...
I can't believe they got the Sixth Sense dude to do Avatar.
Avatar, bro.
What? That's so
random.
He's
a hit or miss for sure.
Oh, no. He usually misses, but I mean...
But when he hits, though.
When he hits, he hit.
Bro, when M. Night Shyamalan hits... He hits.
No, yeah, bro.
Unbreakable, Split, Sixth
Unbreakable
Sense.
Is hard. What was that joint with, what the fuck, bro? I think it's the M. Night Shyamalan movie. What the fuck is his name, bro? When Dog Was Turned to a Monster and shit.
That's Split.
That's his Split. Yeah, Split.
I was about to say, it's Split for
I can't
sure.
Think
that
of his name.
What's James
name?
McAvoy.
James McAvoy.
He's a great actor.
He deserved an Oscar nom at least
he went
for
nuts,
that bitch.
That movie was card, bro.
He deserved an Oscar nom for that. Him and John Goodman both deserved Oscar noms for their movies.
I think
you talking about Cloverfield?
10 Cloverfield Lane. John Goodman had me convinced he was a good person.
I think the only time that he got nominated for an Oscar might have been Big Lebowski?
The Big Lebowski?
Lebowski, yeah.
For John Goodman?
No, I thought Argo.
John Goodman was in
he
Argo?
He got nominated. Yeah.
He got nominated?
I think him and James McAvoy, I think.
We have to look that up because I didn't. Yeah.
John Goodman is dope. It was John Goodman. I could be wrong about the second cat, but it was John Goodman. He was a producer in Hollywood because Argo was a movie script.
I forgot.
And they went down there. And he's like, so those two helped. It's kind of like how Hollywood saved those Russian.
I forgot about the Americans and Russians. He was in that.
Well, speaking of Argo, Ben Affleck.
Oh, look at that, man. Transition. Look at my boy Lear, man. Okay. He put up season two going crazy.
I don't know if it's confirmed, but they said he might be rumored to do Batman Brave and Bold.
I hope he writes it.
Go ahead, Nick. Tell us what the Brave and Bold is.
Batman and Robin.
Yeah. Okay.
Which Robin? Which one do you want?
It's Damian.
This one's Damian.
Yeah.
But it's weird because, like, if I'm not mistaken, originally when Damian was Robin, Dick Grayson was Batman because Batman was dead. Bruce Wayne was dead. He wasn't technically dead. If I'm not mistaken, that was the time he got hit by some shit from Darkseid, and everyone was like, he's dead. But in reality, he should have ducked. Yeah, he should have ducked.
You my motherfucking man. He should have ducked.
But he didn't.
And
so he got sent to the past, and he had to fight his way back to the future. I don't know, comic books are weird.
No, we fuck with it.
Not a Samurai Jack. What you talking about?
Samurai Jack, bro.
And they dropped that bitch right back again. And niggas really ain't fuck with it. But the new boy?
Yeah. That shit hard. It's the same thing. They just added blood.
Yeah.
It's the same animation.
It's on HBO Max, ain't it?
I was watching it when it was coming out. Like, actually.
Oh, yeah. When they dropped it. Oh, you was on it, huh?
Bro.
Yeah.
And I think I missed the last episode.
The first
episode.
One, dog. That shit was
good. Oh, hell yeah.
Dog, that's like one of the most simple anime styles, but like so clean,
yeah,
it's bro.
All
but
the
it really, dog, and it's like it got real detailed when he started getting busy and shit. I'm like, yo, I don't know how is this simple shit getting detailed, but it's hard,
yeah,
bro. Exactly. The music, dog, set.
He look good,
of it, man. What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when that little thing came out of there and he let the hair,
hair down. I said, come here, daddy.
You crazy, right, man.
But yeah, no, Ben Affleck should definitely write The Brave and the Bold. If he's gonna direct it, I need him to write it because they said, bro,
I'm a star in it.
Oh, no. He don't got to do that. Let him have a breather. But they said, like, the script that he wrote for his Batman movie, like, the people who read it said that was the best shit.
That's what the fuck he do.
That's what he do.
He writes scripts. Stop playing with my boy.
I believed in him since I was dead. But that's my guy. Like, I fuck with him heavy, bro. Yo, Ben Affleck's like a bowl of fish, bro.
What the hell? You never know what you're going to get, bro.
Uh-huh.
A bowl of fish?
You never know what you're going to get.
Box
of chocolate.
What? Huh?
Yeah. I don't know the analogy.
Forrest Gump, box of
Forrest Gump.
Sounds like American propaganda.
Great movie.
I'm not gonna lie. Forrest. I hate them.
I love
you
that
movie.
Movie.
I hate that.
Every
movie,
chance
bro.
I get.
Wow,
it's
so boring.
Wow.
Though,
it's American
bro,
classic,
look,
bro.
I don't fuck
that
America.
Crazy,
look,
bro.
That shit is so boring.
Man,
it's like, well, what's he gonna do next?
Yeah, he's gonna go running.
He's gonna get taken advantage of.
Yeah. Nah, by
Jenny.
That bitch died of AIDS.
So what are you about to do? I think about to just go home with my millions of money in stock.
My boy got millions of dollars off of bubblegum shrimp.
Fuck you about
also
to do.
Also raising another, some other man's kid.
No, it was his kid.
That
wasn't his kid.
That's what she said. Yeah. Oh, they always say that shit to the
bro, it was the 70s. Everybody was doing it.
Duh. What, getting AIDS and dying?
Yeah.
And saying, fuck.
She was good at it.
Fuck the war.
She was good at it.
Yeah.
But,
she was
but
made
Forrest,
for that
Forrest, yeah.
You said 4 score 7 years ago.
I ain't say that, but we gonna go with it though. It's a good joke.
I didn't hear what you said.
Yo, you got the lava lamp.
Yes, sir.
I like that.
That bitch lit. I gotta get another one. I wanna get like four.
You wanna get four?
Just line them up in a row.
I see that.
That should be lit,
dog. Nah.
Watch Forrest Gump again.
I'm not fucking with that damn shit.
But nah,
watch the special edition.
Every edition special. Get the fuck. Get the fuck. I'm taking your tall boy away.
My man, I didn't even realize that when I said that.
Yeah, he did. So yeah, Damian though.
Damian's a little bit. Nah.
I think Damian would be good though because then they could start to get into like Teen Titans type deals.
This is James my thing though.
Like, rock out like that way.
Well, look, this is my thing because if Damian's in it, does that already like
put Dictor
approve? Like not approve, but that is, does that already confirm Dick Nightwing, aka Jason Todd, Red Hood, aka Tim Drake, Red Robin, a.k.a. Like, are those three now well-established? And then I think it's Jessica Brown or whatever her name
well,
is.
Well, like, in the animated movie that I watched, I was watching, you know, Nightwing is in there. Yeah. So I think that means that...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, this is, I would like it, because we don't need no more Origin Batman movies, which we're not getting, thank the fucking Lord.
So you want to see an Origin Robin movie?
No, we don't need an Origin anything. We just need to jump right in, and so Batman's going to, and I'm sorry for my foul language, but we're going to be the origins of how Batman got raped by Talia al Ghul.
If I had water, I'd spit it out.
Okay. Not on me, though. Because she did. She drugged him.
It's a freaky episode.
She drugged him.
Freak man.
And she raped him to have Damian Wayne. A lot of people skate right past that when they're reading comics. Mm. Batman, that happened to Batman. So and we got Damian problem. Wayne. So, how are we doing this?
I think they should do a Dick Grayson. Like Batman Forever wasn't bad, bro. For me, at least.
Huh. Okay. Nope.
I was cool with it. No. I was all right.
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
They made it and they put it out.
Come on, the Dick Grayson one, right? The outfits was cool.
They designed Val Kilmer was there. Fits and yep. They put them on.
Then eventually a Batman and Robin.
And they had
Arnold Schwarzenegger's Mr. Freeze.
They casted him and you. He played the role.
Uma Thurman.
Let's put some ice on it.
Everybody chill.
I love those one-liners in those movies.
That's all he had one-liners. Those
action figures was tough. I mean,
made that movie just to sell action.
Them action figures was tough. Bro, is that West?
That is West. It's a West. What up, West?
You went to go play Daisy and Roll Up and forgot all about me. It's crazy.
Can't go now.
I roll up.
You can't go now. But look, I don't know. I'm hoping if Damien's in it, we get the other Robins.
Lee Wiz alone. He did that. He did that song. And we was rolling up. My bad. Can you continue?
I just learned how to roll up.
It's hard to listen to Wiz when you don't smoke.
Pandemic.
Yo. Go ahead. You're making me mad. Go ahead.
Good. You make me mad.
You're making me mad.
You made me mad when you said I needed to watch the special edition of Forrest Gump.
I sent you to the store for two tall boys.
Yeah, you ain't sent me my five yet.
My bad. I'm going to do it.
On the cash app.
Anyway, I'm just glad we're jumping into a fucking already story. I'm sick of this goddamn
build up thing.
But the only thing I heard was, and this is a rumor, that they're gonna make Bruce Wayne and Alfred around the same age.
That's weird.
How's
that's
that brave gonna be and your bold. Butler?
That's just your man, y'all.
Right?
Yo, you gonna go get that water? You gonna go get that water?
That's just your poor homie working for you. At that point,
yeah, just besties, man.
Right. Well, they said that they're trying to do it like a brotherly bonding thing, and I'm like, I guess, because in the comics recently, Alfred was murdered because of Damian. And he wrote a note, left a note to Nightwing, and left him his billions of dollars because Alfred is actually a billionaire.
What? Right. He just choose to be working for niggas?
He don't really work for him. Like, he just tends, like, that's his he's house. Kinda, he tends to the house. Stay there
and shit.
He's like Bruce's new father. That's all it was. Bro. He was just Bruce's guardian.
He is his butler.
He chooses to do that. He has more money than Bruce Wayne. Thomas Wayne left him some shit. Damn. So he had all that shit. He had all that shit. And then he died. He left it all to Nightwing.
He said, I look out for your man.
He left it all to Dick. He left all of it. Mm-hmm. Billions to Dick. Poor boy.
That's what Dick do to you.
And then, well, Dick's a good guy. he was more of a father figure for Dick than to Bruce. So I think they're kind of trying to go with that role, I guess. I don't know.
Marty, what's up?
Because Bruce ain't a father figure to nobody. That motherfucker just collect orphans.
It's like Infinity Stones. He got the soul orphan.
Those are the different races.
He got the power orphan.
I'm about to start holding auditions.
like Batman. All right, which one of y'all want to come home? Which one of y'all want to sleep in the cave?
Which one of y'all ain't got parents?
Well, since
we are an orphanage, so it would be none of us.
The bed is the bat orphanage.
Which one of you has the most potential?
Then he stopped paying the bills at the orphanage.
Like, yo, what about us? Yeah, mama should have ducked. Ah! Your mama should have ducked.
See?
Catch me in the alleyway, bitch.
See?
He wonder if Batman put jewelry on because he might remind him of his mom.
He wear pearls to sleep. He got to overcome what he fears when he wear pearls to sleep.
Ain't he scared of bats too?
Yeah, you got to say the secret word, yeah. Martha.
Martha. Why did you say that name? Yo.
I love Ben Affleck because in that movie, Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Yeah.
He's in that movie, Ben Affleck.
He is?
As himself.
Yeah.
And he says, he has like a whole monologue. He goes, you know, you sometimes you do a movie where you're a superhero and there's another superhero. And you guys just stop fighting over a name. And he just looks dead into the camera.
Yo, I got to. Yo, I have to see that. I have to see that.
Bro, it's. Dog. Hey, Ben Affleck, that's the thing, bro. Like, he's a trooper, bro.
Man.
Because, like, they were giving him shit. You could see he was going through it. But
bro, he can't hide.
He laughed it off, man.
You know how people can hide their, like, feelings and emotions?
Yeah, he not.
He not one of them people. Yeah. He was at the Grammys with his beautiful wife, J-Lo.
Yeah. Yeah.
That nigga did not want to be there. You could see it in his face, too. He just, they over there celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. J-Lo all there clapping everything.
Yeah, he and that bitch
loving
is,
he just
distraught.
He like, over here thinking, me into this what shit. The fuck DC want me to do? He cannot
he writing
hide
the
his
script
emotions.
In his head yeah, while he there.
I could be home writing.
Right, he got better shit
here with
to
fucking
do,
LL Cool J.
He got cool shit OD. To do. He got shit to do, bro.
Hell yeah.
Leave that man be, man.
Did you check out that Nick Cage movie?
Which one?
With him playing Nick Cage.
Oh, the
Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent?
Yeah. Pedro Pascal,
yeah.
too.
Love yeah, that movie. Yeah. I bought that bitch.
You bought it?
Hell yeah.
Yeah that movie was the homies telling me about it. Yeah, I was about movie's to tap great. In with over the weekend and shit. I just ain't never sit down with it.
It's a good-ass movie.
It's a solid movie. Yeah, the homie said it's, like, it's part comedy and then it's part action movie and shit.
Yeah, it's fucking great. It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah,
I'm it's
in
funny
it.
As
yeah.
shit.
I'm in there, bro.
It was better than I expected. I mean,
yeah.
I like Nick Cage, but like I've seen a lot of stuff where it's like, subpar. So seeing that movie was probably, and like him being... He was kind of like accepting who he's always been and everything. And then he also has like, he's a star. So he got like an ego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also has debt. Because he's a star. And them motherfuckers got debt.
And then he like talks to himself.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, it's like a, not like talk to himself, but like, it's like a an inner like conscious thing.
He tried
to
buy that wax mannequin of himself.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen that part like in the previews.
The movie,
and shit.
The movie is good, though. Yeah, the movie was real good. That was last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the best of last year.
And you said you wanted to tap in with a Bungalow.
Bungalow Stray Dogs, man. Bungalow. For anime. Let's jump into anime real quick. We've been watching Bungalow Stray Dogs. Comes out every Wednesday. And that's probably, to be honest with you, the best anime to hit 2023 so far.
Right now. Right.
And we had the,
like 2 months.
We had the Blood War. We had Chainsaw Man.
Oh, you think it's better than Blood War?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, shit.
Fuck
okay.
yeah.
You said that
like,
fast,
I was, me and Mike watch it, and I was talking to him about it yesterday. It's like, they do a really good job at like making side characters main characters, like really bringing them to the forefront.
I like okay. that.
They're really good at it because one, like the like not in season one, they didn't do it because season one they were introducing everybody. Like, but at the beginning of season two, for the first like two or three episodes, what they do is they show you the background of a certain character in that season that might be more important. Season three, they did the same, and so season four, they did that. But they've been doing it a little bit different in season four, where it's like the first three episodes where about one character's passed.
Right.
Then they got into the more of the main story, and then this new episode that just came out yesterday was more about this girl's past. And like that shit was fucked up. Like that was fucked up. Because her special ability, everybody in the show has a special ability. And they're called gifted. And her ability is she can heal people from basically any wound.
Any wound?
Yeah, her ability is called Thou Shall Not Die.
But, like, what if, like, somebody's decapitated?
I think once they're, like, dead, as long as there's still a pulse or breath, she can bring them back.
So she can bring limbs back and everything?
Yeah. Oh, she wow. was, like, so, like, she was 11 years old, and they had her as a medic for war. And it wasn't, like, she would, like, they would all get fucked up, and then she would revive all of them, heal all of them, and then they'd have to go right back out.
Of course.
And then come right back.
Of course.
Because they get fucked up. Mm. And so, like, she was explaining, like, at first, it was like every 3 days they were coming in. She was like, that wasn't too bad. And then all of a sudden, it was like every day. And then it came to they were coming in there three times a day. Mm. They're like, all they were, it was an experiment to see how long they would last in a war being revived over and over and over again.
Oh,
and
shit.
So because, and there's a law of annihilation where, you know, half of your unit doesn't have to be dead. They just have to be incapacitated to where they can't fight and you can retreat. That's called a retreat. But because she kept reviving them, they couldn't retreat. Uh-huh. And everybody was going fucking insane because they would just like basically die.
Do the same cycle come over back, and over again.
And then go right back out. That's... To where like someone who was like, there was this dude who was like, you know, she thought her, you know, her gift was a curse. And he's like, no, you're an angel and shit. And he ended up going crazy. He ended up going insane because he kept getting revived. And he kept counting how many times she revived her. And they show you.
How many times did he revive?
Bro, he just started like, at first he was counting in the symbol of truth for Japanese. Like he would like make the symbol of truth by counts. And then like after a while, it was just fucking lines on his fucking shit. Because he was going so fucking insane. And he got pissed off, bro. Like someone tried to kill her so that she would stop fucking reviving them. And she didn't want to do it anymore, but they forced her to do it.
Damn, so it's like the Edge of Tomorrow.
Kind of,
yeah.
But she like, and it was fucked up, bro. And again, she was only like 11.
Oh, she just kept reviving everybody.
But they forced her to do it.
Damn. And did they eventually win the fight?
No, they were never going to win in the first place. That's the other thing she realized. They were never going to win in the fucking first place.
Damn, so it was like nonstop. Hell, bro.
Yeah.
It was just no point.
Shit. There was 0 point to it. There was just an experiment put on by the fucking Japanese government. And they were just fucking just going.
So how does the episode end?
I don't think they ever say like how that ended. They ended up retreating and she ended up going fucking insane and she was in an insane asylum for years until the same dude who made her do all that came and got her out and he was about to use her. But then the good people who you fuck with came and kidnapped her from him.
Okay.
Cause they're dope, bro. That show is so fucking good. That's low key. That is in my top 5 animes of all time.
Okay, damn. Speaking of that,
that government sound worse than Attack on Titan government. I mean, them government systems over there.
That's fucking crazy. They be fucking, bro. This season is like every season is good of this show. I'm not gonna lie to you. Every season is good, but this season has been fucking explosive.
Okay,
like so. These dudes are sweet. One dude's powers like he can extend his sword to go as far as he wants it and the curve however he wants, and he can get on that bitch and ride it and go wherever he wants.
So do they have a dub for it? Cause
it's dubbed. Yeah. It's dubbed, too? It's dubbed in English, Spanish, Denmark. Like, they go crazy with it.
It's on Crunchyroll, though, right?
It is, yeah.
But it's not dubbed on Crunchyroll.
Yep.
Oh, it is dubbed on Crunchyroll?
Yep, and season 4 is getting dubbed right now, so, like, you're a couple episodes behind, but yeah, it's in English.
About to jump
I do
on
watch it. I will be one of those. I do watch it subbed. I got to watch that new shit immediately.
No, I understand that. I only asked you that because I like watching my anime at work sometimes.
Yeah.
And, like, When I watch a sub, I gotta concentrate. But like, if I can watch a dub, I can like
hear what's going on. And then you be like, oh shit, this shit popping off. Yeah.
The main character's okay, but you're not staying for him. They got so many good characters in there, bro. Like Dazai is fucking, that's my guy. Dazai is like, you take Gojo and Kakashi
and you put them together.
Put them together, but then make them extremely suicidal. Because in season 1, he tries to kill himself in every episode. When you first meet him, he's trying to kill himself.
Oh yeah, I think you was telling me he said he horny, right?
He jumped off a bridge, tried to drown himself.
I seen the first episode,
and they saved his ass. But he is kind of horny. He tries to get with the waitress at the diner they go to all the time.
Then do we ever get her?
No. And that actually 2 episodes ago, he was trying to get advice on how to get her from. He's trying to get advice from the ops on how to get the girl from the diner. And bro, the op was fooling. He's like, "Well, this is what you do, bro. First, get her fired from her job. Then get bro."
Listen, what did he tell her to do? The dentist system?
Listen, bro. He said, get her fired from her job.
Yeah.
Get her family to hate her. Now she got to depend on you. I'm like, dog.
That's the dentist system from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Bro, the fact that they were trying to get advice from each other, dog, that scene was hilarious.
Yeah, no, that shit sound lit, bro. Still spinning on Stray Dogs.
Bungo Stray Dogs, bro. Literally top 5 favorite animes of all time.
Speaking of top 5, I just finished up Cowboy Bebop again.
Again?
Yeah, I just finished it earlier today, dog. Nah, I ain't know that shit was that intense towards the back end. Like, I knew. Bro,
yeah.
But just to watch it all over again, I'm like, yo. Dog,
it might have the best ending of anything.
The creator said you interpret the ending yourself.
Exactly. That's why I say.
Yeah.
Me and my friend have been friends for like 10 years. I say he is still alive. He says, nah, that nigga dead.
He survived worse, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But
especially when he had fought that serial killer dude, dog, and he was blowing shit up. So,
he ended that, he was in all bandages.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, so, like, because I was looking to see, like, if he had got swiped by the sword and shit, and it didn't look like it. So, like, he just took those shots.
I think he just got shot.
He shot them a couple times.
He got shot, like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, 50 got hit 9 times.
Yeah,
but it depends on where 50 Cent was shot. non-vital areas. Not a lot of it was non-vital areas.
Because how did it make me want to go back and watch Samurai Champloo? Like, how did that end?
That ended so they like Mugen and Jean were about to fight as like so they.
I think I remember it. It's just like
Fu, is that her name?
Yeah,
she went to go see her dad, the Sunflower Samurai, and he died as soon as she seen him because he was sick anyway. And then you find out that the government sent assassins to go kill the three of them.
The government?
Government was some hoes. So they sent assassins to go kill the three of them. So Jean fought one. Mugen fought one. But Mugen went on the boat to cross because they had got word that one of them was sent to go kill Fu. So they're like, fuck, we got to go save her ass. So Jean was like, go ahead of me. I'm going to hold this dude off. And so they battled to the death with these motherfuckers, bro. And they beat all three of them. And then Jean and Mugen were like, afterwards, they like took a couple days of rest and shit like that. She found her dad, so they were like, all right, let's finish what we started. Let's shoot the ones. So Jean and Mugen went to go shoot the ones, not fully at their full potential yet because they're still injured. Clash swords. As soon as their swords hit, them bitches broke.
I think I remember this.
And they just called it a draw. They were like, gotcha, fuck it. So they ended up healing fully. They both got new swords. And then at the end, they go down this path that splits three ways, and they all go a different way.
Sound like Fast and Furious.
No, this one's more but good. This one's actually good. So, you know, it's actually good. And when it was supposed to, you know. Family's involved.
Family.
No, Samurai Champloo's my shit, though.
I got to tap back in with it because I don't think I remember seeing it. I remember, like, that fight. I'm getting, like, pictures coming back to me seeing the shit. I'm like, And especially after finishing Cowboy Bebop, I'm like, I got to go tap back in.
Between the two, I don't know which one's better. Bro.
I'm in a phase right now where I just been enjoying 90s anime, and I think I'm gonna stay here for a while. Like
I'm watching Outlaw Star.
Dragon Ball
Don't do that.
No, I'm about to go to Gundam Wing next.
Bro, that hero moment, bro.
When we said we ripped her invitation.
Bro, that's a staple, bro.
When she gave that bitch, bro. He said I'll kill you.
She gave him that bitch in front of the squad.
In front of the hoes. In front of the hoes.
She said, how dare he?
Ripped it in half, looked her dead in. He looked her directly into her soul and said, I will fucking kill you.
He
is 15 years old.
Did he wipe the tear from my eyes?
Yeah, bro.
He said, come here.
Please.
Wipe the tear from her eye. How you gonna threaten someone and save them all at the same time?
Because he's a complicated individual, bro.
He's 15, bro.
He complicated.
He was 15.
Hair hanging over
killing, bro. He was 15, killing people without hesitation and willing to sacrifice his life without hesitation.
Bro, jumped out that motherfucker without no parachute.
Wasn't that like the second episode?
Bro,
he tried to kill himself in episode one.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the first episode.
Yeah, bro.
They blew himself.
He get mad every time they stop him. Bitch, you're trying to die.
Goddamn, bro. Wake up in the hospital. Fuck. Let me die.
Then Troa kills himself and Hero's jealous.
Fuck.
I've been trying to do that the whole season.
Oh, so that's how you do it.
So you just gotta stay in the Gundam when it blows up. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm tapping in with that. Ninja Skull.
Oh, Ninja Skull?
Yeah, Ninja Skull.
You're doing Outlaw Star?
Outlaw Star.
Mike just watched Trigun. The new Trigun's out too.
I remember I was watching that, but I want to kind of like, I just like that art, bro. I like that art style,
bro. That 90s art style so gorgeous.
Bro, I love it, bro.
You're never going to get it again.
We not, bro. So I'm hanging out.
I kind of feel like,
I might go watch Akira.
Like, this may be a hot take, but I kind of feel like, not the anime was better, but
Dragon
like the
Ball,
the ideas were kind of like
so
a little bit.
I agree with you.
More original.
So I agree with you, and this is why I'm agree with you because I agree with you on that fact. And up until last year, I agree with you because there was a way that with movies as well.
Yes.
This is my theory about it.
Yes.
So the reason why back then it was more, the stories were more innovative, they were more detailed, they were better, right, is because they didn't have flashy fucking effects.
That's true.
And shit like that to kind of like draw you in to where, like, so prime example, and it's not gonna be the best example because Demon Slayer is really good, but Demon Slayer's animation and like fighting is beautiful. Beautiful. But like when you talk about Demon Slayer, you just talk about the fight scenes, you don't talk about the story. Like, do you guys even know the story for Demon Slayer?
No, I kind of know it, like,
but have you watched it?
Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
Yeah,
so like, you've watched it, but you're like, damn, these fight scenes, it's gorgeous,
of course.
But if I tell you about Trigun, I could tell you every detail about that goddamn show. It's not beautiful, it is in its own way,
it is,
but the storyline is there. You're more dependent on the storyline when you don't have flashy shit to show off.
Cowboy
that's
Bebop.
Like a pretty person, like a pretty person's pretty, they don't need a personality.
Yeah,
okay,
but like my personality is fucking flawless. I'm but ugly not, as shit.
I fuck, you out of control. I fuck with both of them heavy because it's no powers involved. And I think that's one of the biggest things that happened in the 90s. And I could credit that to Dragon Ball Z. And like, because when they got all over the top and like powers and shooting shit, I feel like that's what we got, like the new like anime is like all like who can be like the most over the top and like explosive. And it's like you said, you get away from that storytelling and like seeing like people, like they had gunfights. I'm like, yo, Spike just shooting the ones, bro. Like he
that
not,
shit's hype.
Bro, it's crazy. And it's like, you can get like real imagine, even with that serial killer dude, bro, like how they even gave him like a quick backstory and he just shooting shit up, bro. And then with Samurai Champloo, the same thing. It's just fucking samurais running around, bro. Yeah. And it's like,
you gotta,
the story is fly.
You got to pull like, somebody in with that storyline. That's why I like Bungao. It's a really good story. Okay. Like I'm invested in the story.
Yeah. So we're gonna tap in, bro. So
but something that I feel like balances that both of those.
Yeah.
I like Attack on Titan. Because like I remember watching but I remember watching like Attack on Titan for like five times trying to get into it and I couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
But then I was like, all right, I'm gonna sit down and watch it. The story drew me in. More. It wasn't the. I mean, the fight scenes is cool. All that stuff is cool, but like,
because Titan's ugly as shit. So like,
and they don't have like their fight. Like, I watched a clip of Levi fighting the Beast Titan, and that's a hard ass fight.
Great.
But that's the only one. Like, they don't really have a lot of hard ass detailed fights.
Yeah.
They just have people struggling.
Yeah, that's another.
And then, like, the
motherfuckers get
like
their ass whooped 80% of the time.
Yeah.
So like, it's not relying on like all these.
Effects.
No, all these good storytelling.
Yeah, like when you see Berto betray Berto and Ryan betray.
It was so fucking
bro,
funny.
It's just the nonchalantness of yo.
It's
I'm
in the background of a scene.
Right. Yeah. It's in the background. Like if you don't, if you not listening, mm-hmm. like if you even on your phone for a second,
he said,
and you not listening, you're gonna completely miss it.
Yeah. So like, he's the armor titan. And yeah. And the person's like, yeah, we gotta. And then you just hear, and he's the.
they even the playing, like, you know how like on some like on movies or anything entertainment, yeah. they like lower the music
yeah.
so you hear this shit.
Yeah.
They didn't even lower the music.
Oh, no, they just slipped that bitch in there.
That I'll give them. You know I hate on Attack on Titan all the time,
mm-hmm.
but they do have a good story. I don't know.
It took a minute for you to get a character you like. So
yeah,
when Levi came in and saved the show.
Levi was my shit.
Yeah.
But, and
yeah.
you guys know that. I need to find a character I like.
But they also do have a lot of
memorable.
Anime scenes like when you were talking, memorable scenes like the Levi and Beast Titan thing.
Yeah,
he was talking about like the first time that Aaron was fighting in the Titan. I mean, that's a memorable scene. But the story is like what people literally watch the shit for.
And that's what I think we were lacking in movies for a while too. You know, we were lacking.
We were just
that
getting a lot
story,
of story,
and we were lacking that emotion. Mm-hmm. Like every movie that's up for like a Oscar right now, like. They have a very powerful message behind it. And I believe you need that with a movie and with a show and something like that. You need to have a message behind it. Like I was telling someone the other day, like, you know, someone was asking me about Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Because
I was like, yeah, no, that's going to sweep the fucking Oscars for sure, in my opinion. Because
they sweep in every single award show.
Yeah. So. And they were like, well, what's it about? And I'm like, oh, it's about, you know, a lady owns a laundromat. And then, you know, all of a sudden reality itself is in danger and she can kind of... shift. She learns to shift through different multiverses and control the consciousness of herself in that other multiverse to where she can take advantage in this one with the skills from that one.
Right.
She like that. I was like, but it's more about like understanding, accepting, and loving not only yourself, but the people around you.
Right.
Like your husband. Maybe like you didn't get the life you thought you deserved, but he gave you the love that you did deserve.
Right.
And like, yeah, your dad's not proud of you. But are you proud of yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, your daughter's gay. Like, your dad don't fuck with it. But do you? That's what matters.
I thought you was about to say, are you gay yourself?
But are you gay yourself? No. But it's all about accepting and being proud and just like, you know, understanding the things that you do have are what matter.
Type shit.
Yeah. And then you got the Banshees and it's just like, it's about male pride.
It's about, yo, that is
Banshees
the most
about male
egotistical
pride.
Movie
and that, but the thing is, there are
ever.
People like that, bro.
No,
and
it
that's
is.
Because
I'm like
part.
That.
Yeah.
Like, yo. I tell you not to do something, and you fucking do it, and I say, yo, next time you do that shit, I'm cutting my fingers off. And you say, all right, and you do it anyway?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw my fingers at your door.
Yeah.
Just to prove that I'm
and
serious.
And what does that do? That ended up killing Jenny, bro.
Chuck might eat it, and Mike might never talk to me again after that.
Mike going to burn down your house.
Yeah, Mike burned down my house.
Chuck choked on your thumb.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's going to be like John Wick, too.
No, but, this is darker than John Wick.
Speaking of, hold on. I'm glad you said that. Speaking of advertisements, why the fuck didn't I know John Wick 4 is coming out this month?
Bro, yeah. I know it's coming out this month and Donnie Yen in there.
Yeah, Donnie Yen's my guy.
I didn't
bro.
Know that, bro.
The fucking.
What's going on?
Man
bro,
himself.
I didn't know that yeah, it was. Like
think,
the last.
I think the marketing
like the,
has been terrible, bro.
The only people that's doing good marketing, sorry, Marvel. Before Ant-Man was coming out, because it made what, 250 that weekend?
Maybe.
Something like that.
It's going down since then, unfortunately.
I saw that shit everywhere.
I love that movie. I'm watching
months.
Can't wait to shoot.
Months before it came out. I see that shit everywhere.
I can't wait for
it. But we are looking for it, bro. But I can't wait for that bitch. Like, Wakanda Forever dropped, and I didn't want to go watch it for some reason. I think as I watched it twice.
Well, Wakanda Forever.
It's an emotional whistle.
Yeah, right. You gotta get prepared. Like,
I do like Namor. I do want to see
Namor a dog.
He
got that dog in him too. He's like old girl from Full Metal.
Yeah.
I like
I gotta watch Full Metal Brotherhood.
You never watched it?
I have, but I gotta watch it. I gotta run it back.
Then you don't get my reference.
No. I get it. I gotta run it back though.
You gotta run it back. Full Metal Brotherhood's good. I don't know, man. My top five, man. That's a toughie. Number one's clearly One Piece.
Damn, One Piece came and snatched your heart, huh?
Bro, there ain't nothing better than that, bro.
It's crazy.
They don't have a bad character, bro. Like, every character, every side character, you're like, I hope they come back soon.
I feel like ever since Nick started with his One Piece journey, I've been hearing a whole lot about One Piece. Like,
One Piece is the best, bro.
Like, I'm hearing it from, like, even podcasts I listen to. Like, why is the nigga talking about One Piece?
Because
Nick put it on your frequency. And you just, like,
exactly.
It is the best. Like, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. It legit is.
I'm not watching 1,000 episodes. I'm not doing that.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's whatever you ain't got to. I'm not telling you to.
I thought you were about to say whatever you and God getting into. Why are you bringing him into this?
God did.
God did.
Should have ducked.
I
though.
Know God
Jesus should have ducked.
No. Yep. Anyways, yep. Nick, do your thing.
No, we on One Piece right now.
Jesus Christ. If I get a,
yeah, you should have ducked.
Carpet and a hammer.
That's what I'm saying.
Wrapping you up.
But you said One Piece.
One Piece, bro. That's for real. Hey, I put it on everybody. One Piece is the best.
Okay.
Well, like I said, there ain't no, bro, there's no bad character. I don't care what you say. I mean,
Attack on Titan this weekend.
Is it this weekend?
It's this weekend.
God damn it.
Attack on Titan this weekend. I think it aired tomorrow.
It doesn't air on Fridays. I was about to say, because I got Trigun on Saturdays, so I can't fuck with it.
And then One Piece
is on Sundays, but they're on a little hiatus for the next two
weeks. See, that's what I remember Attack on Titan coming out on Sundays.
Yeah.
But then we also got Last of Us
on Sundays. Ted Lasso comes out March 15th, season 3 for Ted Lasso.
That does. I've seen a lot of advertisements on that. But Marty, back to that like marketing thing, I don't know why these movies aren't like, they're not marketing these movies. Like, I'm not saying I'm excited for John Wick 4, but I would want to see it.
I am.
Why am I just finding out this shit come out in three weeks? I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, that shit wicked, bro.
No, I didn't, I know more about games coming out than I know about movies coming out. You said we tapped in with the MCU, so of course we don't know.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, we gonna know that one, and then like,
I'm talking about like all the on
biggest,
the internet,
the,
all
the
advertisements.
The biggest movie that I've been seeing lately is just Creed 3.
Yeah, and that's what I've been.
Outside of that, I ain't really been seeing like a lot of promotion for like a lot of movies.
I have not seen. I can't even think of no other movies.
Tetris is coming out.
They have promoted Tetris.
65?
I see it.
Doesn't look interesting to me.
65?
Nice.
No, Tetris.
I didn't see the fucking.
Oh, you talking about the Adam Driver one when he go back 65 million years or some bullshit like that?
Yeah, that shit looks weird. It looks interesting though. Mm-hmm. I like the story behind it. I haven't seen anything about Tetris.
Me and your YouTube channel, Watch Mojo, usually go back and forth on Twitter about stuff.
Cause man, their list be trash.
They got an Air Jordan movie coming out with Ben Affleck.
Yeah,
in the game.
I don't know.
He wrote it.
Yeah, that's another movie I want to see.
He wrote
it. I don't like these titles of these movies, bro.
Is it Air?
Pay the nigga the money and call it Air Jordan.
I don't think Jordan in that bitch, bro.
No, it's a younger, different. They didn't even show his face.
They didn't even show like. Oh, they did show his aesthetic.
They showed his aesthetic, but they didn't show his like face or anything.
Yeah, he's directing it. It was written by Alex. Somebody else, but it's being directed by Ben.
Yeah, Matt Damon is in that too.
They got a good ass cast in that bitch though.
Viola Davis, Marlon Wayans,
Jason Bateman.
Yeah, no, they stacked. Bro.
Chris Tucker, Marlon Wayans.
Yep, that bitch stacked, bro.
That bitch is stacked.
It might be contender.
I don't even fuck with Michael Jordan. I don't give a fuck about him.
I think it's about his shoes.
It is about Nike coming up with Air, and it's how they discovered them, and they rolled the dice on rolling with Jordan, a player that never made it to, you know, he a young dude, and he makes it like, he wasn't famous yet.
Yeah, he wasn't famous yet, man.
He said, hell yeah.
Pay that nigga his money. Pay him his money. So you can call it Air Jordan. Just Air?
Don't pay him. He don't need no more money. Fuck him. Ain't he like a shitty person?
I don't know.
He still wear them baggy ass jeans?
No. He ain't got no style, bro. I feel like after...
Don't he still tuck in his t-shirts?
After Kobe died.
After Kobe died, he lightened up.
But he was an asshole.
I was about to say something, but I'm not going to say.
See what I'm saying?
No, gee, no. Nope. You're not going to do that about
nope,
Kobe.
Nope. No, I like Kobe.
Not, nope.
That's the only basketball player I ever liked.
All right.
Me too.
It's the Me Too movement.
No, stop.
See, oh,
you
now
can't
stop.
Say that about
now
Kobe stop. Either. Bro.
All right, anyway, watch this, Nick.
At least I got my jokes in.
There you go. Do your thing, bro.
See you, Space Cowboys, later.
We up.